amen, in the plan, that there's goodness in his plans for me, amen. And I believe that this is the season. Everybody say the season. This is the season for goodness, amen. The psalmist said, I have faint unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Look at somebody say, in this life. Say it again, in this life. I know it's going to be glorious when we get to heaven. I know everything gonna be howdy, howdy, and no goodbyes, amen. But but God promised me that I can have goodness in, look at somebody say, this life. It can be good for me here, amen. It can be good. Whatever I set my hand to do, God promised me that he will prosper it, amen. He will bless it. He will increase it, amen. He will cause that thing to flourish for me, amen. Why? Because God is a good God. God, let me say it again. God is a good God. Matter of fact, God is the source of all good. Say that with me. God is the source of all good. God is good all the time. Amen. All, there is no time that God is not good. The only thing God knows is good. Amen. The only thing that God knows is good. Hallelujah. Now watch this. In the book of Genesis, Genesis, the first chapter, I want you to see as God began to create. We understand God created all things. That there was not anything made, that was not made by him. Amen. So everything created, everything was made by a good God. Everybody say a good God. Say again, a good God. Now, the Bible said there is a law in the scripture, watch this, saying that everything must reproduce after its own kind. Every seed, everybody say every seed, must reproduce after his own kind. What do you mean by that, Pastor? That means an apple seed can only produce apples. Orange seed can only produce what? Orange, amen. Lemon seeds can only produce what? Lemon, amen. You cannot get a lemon out of an apple seed, amen. Why? Because that's not of his kind. Everybody say it's not of his kind. So every seed must reproduce after his own kind. Now, we understand that God made everything by his word, amen. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. The Bible said there was not anything made, that was not made by his word, amen. So everybody say that the word made all things. The Bible talks about the word of God being an incorruptible seed. Everybody say incorruptible. Seed. It's the Bible said we've been born again, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed, the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. So God's word is seed. Amen. Amen. And watch this. If God's word is seed, and the Bible said in the beginning was God, and the word was with God, and the word was God, then God and the word is the same. Amen. Well, we declared it, but the Bible said God is good. If God is good, then the seed of the word is what? Good. Everybody say it's good. So God, watch that. If everything was made by word seed, and the word seed is good, then everything that is produced by the word is what? It's good, amen. So watch this. So if I want to see good, I must have what? I must have word seed, amen. Because word seed is, watch that, produces everything that's good. Now watch what it says here. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form, void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the water. Watch this. And the Bible said, God said, let there be light. And the Bible says what? there was life. Now we understand, watch that, when God speaks, amen, he is now planting what? Words, amen. He is planting what? Word, amen. I said, word seed. Amen. He said, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, that it was what? It was what? It was what? It was good. Amen. So this good God, amen, stepped out there and saw darkness, amen, evidently did not like what he seen, amen, thought, watch that, in order to change what I see, I'm going to say something good. Knowing that if I say something good, whatever I say, it will produce good. So whatever God said, let there be light. If he said, let there be light, that means light is what? Good. And then the Bible said he saw light. Amen. Watch this. The saw was the manifestation of what he spoke. He began to see the manifestation of what he spoke. Amen. Glory to God. And then he declared, amen, to the whole world that you see. Now this is what? It's good. What say it's good? It's good. Now watch this. Now the Bible said, I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Now, therefore God set a law, and he said, now watch this. Every seed must reproduce after its own kind. Amen. So if I want to reap the God kind of result, I have to have the God kind of seed. Amen. And when I begin to say, now here's the way you sow. You can either sow by saying the word, and you sow by doing the word. All right? Your saying and your doing must line up. Everybody say, your saying and your doing must come in agreement, amen. Because watch this. Your saying, amen, is of the mouth, but the doing comes from the heart. Amen. When your heart and your mouth comes in agreement, then you have manifestation. Whenever, everybody say this, whenever my heart and my mouth agree, manifestation takes place. That's what the Bible says. If I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be what? Saved. For with the what? Mouth, with the heart, man believing in the righteousness, with the what? Mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Amen. With my heart, watch this, with my heart, man believe unto salvation. With my mouth, confession is made into salvation. With my heart, I believe with the righteousness. With my mouth, confession is made into salvation. Heart believe, mouth confess, I have what? Salvation. Salvation is an all-conclusive word of the gospel, which means I get healed that way. I get delivered that way. I prosper that way. Come on. I get breakthrough that way. Angels move that way. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. When my heart and my mouth come into agreement. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So with my mouth, watch it. Believe with my heart. Amen. And watch it. And then all of a sudden, if my heart brings forth the manifestation of that which I've sowed in it, and it comes to pass. Are you with me? Now watch this. So everything starts with a seed. Amen. Everything starts with a seed. Amen. See, God set it up. Amen. He set up the laws. He set up a principle. And why this? A law is an established principle that works, watch this, the same way for whoever get involved with it. Amen. It is an established principle. It works the same way for whoever getting involved with it. Amen. So God just set up a law. Amen. He said, whatever man soweth, that shall he also. Say that with me, whatever man, that shall he also Amen. So he said, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, herbs yielding seed, and the fruit yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, herbs yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding forth fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. So God saw that it was good for every seed to reproduce after his own kind. He set an established principle, amen. Watch this. He said, watch it. It is good in my sight that every seed produce after his own kind. Amen. Now watch this. So everybody says it's a spiritual law. So whatever I sow, come on with me. That and that only shall I reap. Say it again, whatever I sow, that and that only shall I reap. Genesis 8:22 says this, while the earth remains. While the earth remains. Look at your neighbor and say, is the earth here? Amen. That means, watch this. If the earth is here, that means it remains. And if the earth remains, how many know that means this law remains? He says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Say that with me. Watch this. Let's read it. While the earth remains. Seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. That means this going to be going on while the earth remains, amen. It's going to be seed time and harvest. There's going to be cold and hot. There's going to be day and night, amen. It shall not cease. Everybody say it shall not cease. Glory to God. So there is a law. The law of seed time and harvest will not cease as long as the earth remains. Amen. So now that I'm on earth and I understand there is a law that is now governing this planet. That law is the law of seed time and there's the law of what? Harvest. Now, once God established the law, amen, watch this. He does not determine what you're going to get in life. Amen. God does not determine how blessed you are now. How blessed you are now is determined by how you now operate in his laws. Come on now. How do you handle this law? Amen. Not only how you handle it, your understanding of the principle of seed time and harvest will not determine how blessed I am. Come on now. Are you with me? God does not determine whether I see good in the land of the living or not. Uh-oh. How I understand the, watch this, seed time and harvest determine whether or not I see good or not. Amen. Are you ready? So, when I sow good, good comes to me. Say that with me. When I sow good, good comes to me. God is not mocked. Whatsoever. Look at somebody say, whatsoever. A man soweth, that and that only shall he reap. So if, watch this, if I want to see goodness, I must make sure that I am sowing what? Oh, wait a minute. Come on, y'all. Now, wait a minute. While thou art on others blessing, please remember me. While others thou are blessing, come on. That's what we think, you know. You know, God pour out your showers of blessing upon me. Glory to God. But how many know he cannot violate his law? He cannot violate his law. Amen. He cannot allow you to sow evil and reap good. There's a violation of what? Spiritual law. Amen. Let me say that again. You cannot sow evil and think you're going to get what? Good. I mean, you know, that means nothing good can come out of your life. I said nothing good can come out of your life. Because you cannot sow evil and harvest good. So in order for you to see good, you got to start back at the beginning like God said. You got to say good or act on that good. Amen. Come on now. All right. And then as you plant it, you begin to see the manifestations of it. Now watch this. Psalms 37. Everybody say harvesting goodness in this life. There's also another law or principle that said in the book of Ephesians, I think it's the 6th chapter, around about the 8th verse, or is the 8th, I may have it mixed up. It said, whatever good thing you may happen to somebody else, the same will the Lord make happen for you. Are you with me? Everybody say, whatever good that you may happen for somebody else, the same will the Lord make happen for you. So if I want good things to happen to me, I must busy myself trying to make what? Good, come on, I said good thing. You can't, well, if you're too busy trying to make life miserable for somebody else, you're setting yourself up for a miserable life. For God is not mocked, whatever man. That silly also, if you want to see good, you got to make sure you're making it good for somebody else. Amen. You got to sometimes not concentrate on yourself, but zoom in on somebody else and say, look, my assignment in life is to make things good for you. And when you're about your assignment, God will be about his assignment to make things good for you. Hallelujah. It's not about you trying to get over. Amen. Because the world system is always trying to get over on somebody. Trying to get over and make it better for themselves. Amen. Amen. Come on now. But when you learn how to make things better for somebody, well, what are you doing to better somebody else's life? Well, you know, I'm there. I ain't thinking about nobody else. I'm keeping my head over the waters. God knows, you know, I got a temporary layoff. Glory to God. Well, you're going to always be over if you don't stop, watch this, if you don't stop trying to plant seeds of good in somebody else's life. Amen. Amen. God have assigned somebody in your life to bless. I mean, watch this now. There's somebody assigned to bless you. Or you are assigned to bless somebody. Amen. Watch this. Remember Elijah, the Bible talks about there was a famine in the land. And God told him, now I want you to dwell here at the brook. And as he dwelled at the brook, the Bible said, he said, because I commanded the raven. The raven will come. He's going to bring you fresh and bread in the morning, fresh and bread in the evening. Amen. Glory to God. Are you with me? Then a time came, and the Bible said that the brook dried up. And the word of the Lord came unto Elijah. He said, look, Elijah, get thee down to Zarephath. Y'all don't mind if I preach this thing. He said, get ye down to Zarephath. He said, because I have commanded. I got a woman that I've just given an assignment to. He said, get down to Zarephath. That's one reason that you got to make sure you where God tell you to be, amen, in order to meet up with his assignment. Because if you can't follow God, amen, then you'll never hook up with his assignment for your life, amen. Why? He said, my assignment is to do you good. Oh, my goodness. And see, you can't run in and walk in goodness if you cannot follow the assignment. Amen. She said, now get thee down to Zarephath. Everybody said, get down to Zarephath. Now look at him and say, go on now. Come on. Get in the will of God for your life. Get what God told you to be at. Glory to God. Oh, my goodness. Everybody say, position yourself. And don't you move till God tell you to move. Why? Because God said, I have commended a widow woman to what? To sustain you. To sustain you. To sustain you. If you're not, she can't. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. You can't be sustained until you get in the place where God would have you to be in. Amen. How many know my sustained place is my good place? And my good place is the place he commanded me to be. Now, I want you to understand, glory to God, the commanded place that he, God commanded him to do did not look like what God said. Oh, my goodness. It didn't look like it could sustain him. When he looked at that widow woman, the Bible said he came in there and she was out there gathering sticks, two sticks. Look at somebody say, gathering two sticks. Oh, my goodness. He said, woman, give me a drink of water. Amen. And she said, okay, I got a little plenty of water. Yeah, plenty of water. He said, bring me a morsel of bread, too. And she began to now, I can see her, bring you some what? Bring me a morsel. She was hearing good. Now all of a sudden she said, bring me some bread. Amen. Now, watch this. Bring me some bread. Amen. Let the preacher say, start bringing in some bread. He all right till he start talking about giving him some what? We get leery when people want our. Oh, come on now, y'all. But come on. Am I in the house? You can have. I give you some water, but don't ask for mine. But see, God had already talked to her about giving away. See, reason you're having a problem with your bread because you won't give it like God tell you to do. Okay. Let me, because they may be thinking about ideal bread. See, I ain't talking about ideal bread. Come on. I think I need to break that down. This is not wonders God was talking about. Amen. Now, our bread, amen, is our money. Amen. See, she wouldn't have a problem with her water. Amen. Come on. See, a lot of the bread typify our means. This is how we eat, amen. Come on now. This was our means of exchange, amen. Can I break it down and say, he's talking about, a lot of times he'd be talking about our money. Amen. He said, give me some water, but can you break me off some? Everybody want to get healed, but they don't want to, they want to come to the church and pray, but the church need, oh, come on. Come on, this is the house of bread. Okay, he said, bring all the into my, so there may be in my. So he said, bring the bread in here so people can eat. If you don't bring no, Everybody wants to eat, but nobody wants to bring the. You got to do what God said. He said, if you bring the bread, I'll open up the windows of, pour you out of, you won't have room enough to. I then will rebuke the devourer for. He will not spoil the fruits of your, neither will your bring forth his before the time, saith the Lord of hosts. Then he said, all nations will call you blessed, and you shall be. That's when you follow the assignment. When you follow the assignment. When you follow the assignment, everything turns out good. It'll turn out for you good when you follow the assignment. Are you with me? So he had commanded a widow woman, watch this. So, watch this. God has commanded you to be of some good to somebody. Amen. You ought to be partnering with somebody. Oh, got quiet now. You ought to be partnering with somebody. Amen. Why? Because your partnership connection will cause God's goodness to flow to you. It is a spiritual principle. It's a spiritual law. God said, I will not be mocked in this. Yeah. Whatever you, that, amen. So watch this. In order to harvest good, you have to be doing good. Amen. So watch this. So in order to bring goodness in this widow woman life, God gave her, watch this, a good work to do. Oh, man. Can y'all see this? Because she could not bring goodness without a good work. When, watch this, and when she was obligated and began to now perform the work that God assigned her to do, then now God was obligated to cause goodness to begin to manifest out in her household. Now watch this. He said, now go bake me a cake. Now she gave a little sad story now, you know, as the Lord thy God liveth. I only got a little oil and a little meal. I was going to bake this cake, and me and my son, we going to eat this and we were going to die. And Lord my God live, you know, we got laid off. You know, we ain't got the job. I ain't making the money now. You said, the Lord my God live. You know, I got, you know, 5-6 shillings, you know. Everybody got to ask that Lord my God live. Now watch this. The other man of God understood that. He said, watch this. But go bake me a cake first. For thus said the Lord. Come on now. Everybody say, thus said the Lord. And Lord, watch this. The meal barrel and the cruise oil will not fail until the Lord send rain. Everybody say, will not fail until the Lord brings rain. Now watch this. Oh my goodness. So then the scripture said, now watch this. Notice, nothing happened then. He prophesied all that. Nothing happened yet. Then the Bible said she went in. Okay, watch this. Everybody said she went in. You got to start doing something. You must start doing a good work. What's a good work? The work that God assigned you to do. Your obedience to the Lord is your good work. So now watch this now. Now, you can be tithing, but if you're not obedient, it will affect goodness from overtaking you. Amen? Because you must be doing a good work. See, your good work is your obedience. Whatever God, look at somebody say, whatever he told you to do, you got to be doing it. You got to be doing it, amen. It don't do you no good to know. I know what I'm supposed to do. I know. The Lord don't tell me. Amen. Well, you're not going to see nothing until you go do it. It's not the hearers of the word that are justified by God. It's the what? It's the doers. You got, there has to be a performance out of that which you have. Oh, come on, somebody. Look at somebody said there has to be a performance. You got to be working what you get. You got to work it. Look at somebody say, are you working what you got? Amen. God, if God bless you, you got to work. You got to be doing what he called you to do. Amen. Glory to God. I just bother him in that. But when she went and did, watch this. That's when the miracle happened. That's when the harvest started coming in. Amen. Watch this. If you want to see goodness, you must find yourself doing the good work that he have designed and assigned you to do. Are you with me? Now watch this. Psalms 37. Psalms 37. Now, what you got to understand, the scripture says this while you're going to Psalm 37. It doesn't matter if you save. I mean, it's good that you save, but the scripture said it doesn't matter whether you're black, white, Mexican, Chinese, amen. Jesus told the disciples, he said, there were many, many widows. Everybody said many widows in Israel at the time of this famine. Israel was God's what? Chosen people. He said there was a lot of widows in this time of this famine. But God only sent Elijah to a woman's house that was in what? Zarephath. Amen. You said, oh, okay. I thought I was wrong with something. You come in. He said, out of all the people, he sent her to that house. Amen. Why? Because this is a woman that will submit to the principles of God. Even though her situation looked rough, but she was willing to obey God and do what God says, amen, in her rough time, knowing that God was faithful and just to get her out of her situation. Amen. Come on now. Do you trust God? Because there's a lot of people that's in your condition, amen. And God just don't move on people just because they're in that condition. God move on those who are willing to be faithful and obey him. Do you hear me? So you got to make up your mind that I'm going to be those who went and did. I'm going to be the went and did, amen. When you look at my situation, you're going to see I went and did. I'm the one that's obedient to the word of the Lord, amen. Why? Because it is the obedient to the word of the Lord that you're going to see the manifestation of goodness on in these last days. Now, you can sit there and look cute all you want to. Oh, say hallelujah, I'm in the church, amen. But there's going to be a lot of folks in the church struggling because a lot of folks in the church are not obeying the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all making me sweat. Psalm 37 says this. Watch this. Verse 1. Fret not thyself because of the evildoers, neither be envious against the workers of iniquity. Amen. There's a lot of people that look like they're doing good because they're doing wrong. Amen. But God said, don't you sweat that. Don't you worry about that. Come on, somebody. He said, why? For they should soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Amen. Wealth gained by vanity shall diminish. Amen. It will not last. Amen. If you are cheating to get ahead, watch that. That stuff not going to last. Oh, come on now. It's just like the grass. Amen. The sun going to grow hot one day. The grass going to burn up. Amen. Oh, and see, it doesn't matter to the believer, amen, those who are obedient, if the sun go hot. You know why? Because they planted by the rivers of water. Oh, come on, somebody. The Bible said their leaves shall not wither, amen. And watch, and they'll bring forth their fruit in their season. And everything they set their hand to do, it shall what? Prosper, amen. Look at somebody say, got water. You better be planted by the water. You know, you got to be planted in obedience of the water of the word, amen. You got to do what God tells you to do, amen. Look, somebody say, get in the water.
Get in the water.
Man, you better get it, stay in some water, amen. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. So you can be fruitful and you can multiply. Come on, somebody. You can't be fruitful and multiply without. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotta have some water. Gotta have some water. He said, for they should be soon cut down like the grass and withered as the green herb. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Then what the other three words say? Trust me and do what? Trust me and do what? How do I know I'm doing good? Because I'm doing what he told me to do. Amen. Look at somebody and say, are you doing good? How you doing, child? Oh, I'm doing good. You sure? What's your definition of? Amen. We just don't want this to be something that we're saying. We want this to be a manifestation of his goodness. When I say, how you doing? Look, you step out like, look. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou be dwell in the land. And verily thou shalt be what? He said, you shall be fed. Amen. Matthew 12. Everybody say harvesting goodness in this life. Say it again, harvesting goodness in this life. God, I need some goodness. God said, I already provided for seed. You, there's a way. I already provided a way for good. It's all in the earth. Watch it. And the only way you can get it out, watch it. Do what I tell you to do. All right, now watch this. Matthew 12:33. Are you with me? Y'all gotta stay with me. Y'all stay with me. Verse 33 say either. Matthew 12:33, what do y'all start out with? What do they start out with? Either. Everybody say either. Make the what? And it's, or else, and it's what? Now God told you either do that. Now God doesn't do that. God doesn't make things good for you. He's not making things bad for you. Amen. He said you either make it or you can either. He says up to. God said, well, you know, one thing about it. He said, you can live the way you want to live. It's up to you. You know, he can want better for you, but if you don't want better for you, he said, well, you know, it's your life. Look at them say, it's your life. What have you done to make it good? If it's bad, ask yourself, what have I done to make it bad? Amen. Either. Most of what it says, either make. What does the word make mean? What does it mean to make something? Create. Make it visible. Create. He said, you make it. How come, watch this, how come everything God made, he said it was good? Because he made it. He made it based on him. He was good, so he made, come on, after his own kind, come on, everything good. Well, you know, our marriage is just all raggedy and tore all up and just ain't no good. And my husband, he won't do this, and my wife won't do that. Well, you make. It's quiet now. It didn't make it cause what? It is what you make it. Look at somebody say, it is what you make. May the Lord watch between me and thee. Y'all want me to shut down on that? You is what you make of it. Either you make it good, amen, or now you talk about your wife, but what have you did to make it? Come on now. If she won't do what you want her to do, what have you did to make her act like that? If he won't do, come on, if he ain't no good, you don't know good, he's just a sorry man. Well, what have you did? To make it good or to make it bad. Amen. See, the first thing you may have did, messed up is when God said, don't you mess with them. And you decided to mess with them. Come on. Anyhow. Amen. Okay. Let me move on. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. Amen. Now watch this. What you got to understand is you must make, when God says it, make it. The law is everything must reproduce after its own kind. Amen. And I'm going to step over in a little something here. Glory to God. Because we always want to make something good out of something that's evil. Amen. Well, you know that Negro not born again. You know he not saved. Amen. But I'm going to make him good. Oh, I'm going to pray the Lord that he saved him. Come on. You can't. If he's walking in evil, you can't make him good. The Bible says, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. God did not promise you that. That's like trying to make that, watch this, that old sow, come on, that like wallowing mud, a house pet. And you get mad because every time I look up, he back out there wallowing that mud. That no good hog. Come on, you can't break spiritual laws. So I said, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the fruit corrupt and its fruit corrupt. Oh, Jerusalem, how can you be an evil, speak good things? How can you be an evil, speak good things? If the heart is evil, watch this. See, the mouth is what plants. How can an evil heart make a mouth say good things? It may think, you may look like it's a good thing, but that bad booger lying. Because a lot of times, because the Bible talks about the heart, the deceitful heart, make that mouth speak twisted things, y'all. A deceitful heart will make a mouth speak twisted things, wicked things. Bat your eye and look at them, how much they love you. You know I don't want nobody but you. Well, come go to church. I just ain't ready. Just ain't ready for church. You know, I see myself going one of these old days. A good man out of good treasure of his heart bring forth good things. An evil man out of evil treasures bring forth evil things. Watch this. Seed time and harvest. Now here's the thing about it. Now, if you want to have good, amen. You want to receive. Now we're talking about harvesting good. Everybody say harvest good. Good harvest can only be brought about by good seeds, right? So it must be a good seed going. There must be a good performance coming out of your life, amen. There has to be a good work going on in your life. Are you with me? Now, good can only be worked by the spirit of love. Love works good. See, God is not only good, God is, he's love. Look at someone say he's love. And goodness is a manifested act of somebody who is kind-hearted. Somebody who's got a heart of love, who's tender-hearted, whose heart is filled with love, and out of that love, goodness is, watch this, is the manifestation towards the individual. Because he's kind-hearted, he does good things towards you. People who are kind in heart, who are tender in heart, who are pliable in heart, who have a heart of God and a heart of love, those are the ones who are apt to do goodness, acts towards you. Amen. If your heart is hard, amen, come on somebody, then watch this, you're going to be hard. You can watch a person, man, and they can just be just bleating out. You like, why? Because you don't have a caring heart. You don't have a kind heart. Come on, somebody. Are y'all with me? So watch this. So seed time and harvest works by the greater law of love. Works by the greater law of love. Everybody say the greater law of love. Seed time and harvest means whatever thought, word, and deed you sow, good or bad, you will reap the results of it. Whatever thought, word, indeed, you sow. Amen. So you mean I can have an evil thought towards somebody? Come on now. And it can manifest evil stuff. I can speak evil, do evil, and we'll reap the results of it. Galatians 6 and 9. We understand that God is not mocked. Whatever man sow, that he also reap. Amen. Jesus said, and let's go back to this. Jesus said, we always come, Lord, I love you. Lord, you know I love you. Lord, you know I love you. Oh, Lord God, oh, hallelujah. I love the Lord. Anybody here love the Lord? But he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. He said, he that loveth me keeps my sayings. He that love me will do what I tell him to do. Oh, come on now. Now, if the Lord don't told you to do something and you're not doing it, then you need to work on your love. Maybe you don't love him like you say. See, love is not, love is not a feeling. Amen. Love is not a feeling. Love is obedience subject to the Spirit of God. It's obedient. Love is respond quickly. Watch this. It's when I respond quickly in faith and obedience to the leadings and the promptings of the Holy Spirit. I don't drag my feet. When he said, get it done, it don't got real quiet in here. I hear the air conditioning going. But God wants you to respond quickly in faith and obedience to the leading and prompting of the Holy Spirit. God's on a time schedule. Okay. Galatians 6 and 9 says, let us not be weary, or let us not lose heart. See, y'all woke the baby up. Y'all made a little noise. See, when the baby wouldn't been quiet like that. Just so quiet. Let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly. Amen. He said, don't you dare get tired of doing what's right. Don't you get tired of doing what you know God calls you to do. Amen. Don't faint when you know you're acting noble. People will talk about you. Don't you know they probably talk about that with a woman? Hey, you that man, give him that man your brand. Don't you know that he probably using you? But she can't, he said, don't you get weary when you know you're doing right. Amen. Come on. Oh, man. Because remember now, when your act of obedience is now setting up a spontaneous season and a time for you. When you make it on time for somebody else, you set up a timing for yourself, a season, amen, to where God will show up on time, every time for you. But you set your season up by you being in season for somebody else. Does that make sense? Don't drag your feet on when God speaks you concerning things, amen. Watch it. Let us not lose heart or grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap. We shall, watch, if we do not loosen, relax our carriage and faint. I like that. Look at verse 10. And I'm reading from the Amplified. So then as occasions and opportunities open up to us. Wait a minute. How often should I bless him as an occasion and opportunity open up to you? But Lord, that may be quite a bit, but then he gonna bless you like that. He said, well, you got an opportune time to bless him. He said, what? Bless him. Move on it. When you got a time, an opportunity to do good, and the Lord prompts you to do it, look at somebody say, do it. Do it. Matter of fact, you ought to want God, you know. Here's the thing. Have you ever seen a water hose get hooked up to a fountain, turn that water on full blast, and the water run through it, man? Watch this. And once you cut it off, the soil cut off, and you pick the water hose up and put it in your face, what happens? Water still in the hose. Amen. Let God use you. Amen. What he flow through you will always be in your hose. I mean, it's going to come on. You can't. Look, y'all. The wet just come with the water. can't get the wet out of the water, amen. You go on with the I'm going to jump in the water, but I'm not going to get wet. No, it ain't going to happen like that because the wet come with the water, amen. If you let God pour the water to you, you're going to get wet. It will rub off on you. You have to be willing to be, Lord, you let me be that reservoir. Flow it through me, amen. And there'll always be a residue of what's. So if millions flow through you, come on, somebody. The residue of the millions got to be in you. Are y'all still with me? He said, so then, as the occasion and opportunity open to us, let us do good to all people, not only being useful or profitable to them, but also doing what is for our spiritual good and advantage. Be mindful to be a blessing. Be mindful to be, never forget to be a blessing. You know, never forget. See, we got it backwards. We thinking, you know, I need a blessing. No. He said, never forget that you are a blessing. You are a blessing. When you know you are a blessing, you'll never need a blessing. Are you with me? He said, be mindful to be a blessing, especially to those of the household of faith, to those who belong to God's family with you, the believers. Amen. Now watch this. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 10. Hallelujah. Are you ready? 2 Corinthians 9. This is out of the Living Bible. I'm going to read this and then I'm going to be through. And I'll continue on this next Sunday. For God gives seeds to the farmer to plant. Why does God give seed? He gives seed. He says, right here he says, God who gives seed to the farmer to do what? To plant. Amen. God gives you seed to plant. Everybody say, God gives me seed to plant. Amen. What are you doing with the seed God gives you? Oh yeah, girl, I'm planting in JCPenney, I'm planting in Sears. I'm planting in Wendy's and Burger King and listen. In order for a seed to be successful for you, it must be sown away from you. It must die to you. I say your seed must die to you. I say your seed must die to you. So if you sow into yourself, why? Because the Bible said a simple seed be planted to the earth, it'll bear it alone. Ever say it abides alone. Which means, watch this, if you spend your seed on yourself, that's all your seed will ever be. Alone. Amen. But the Bible said, if it die, it will bring forth what? Fruit. It cannot, why, if it die to you, then it can bring forth a harvest back to you. Watch this. For God gives seed to the farmer to plant. And watch this. And later on, good crop to harvest. Do you see that? He gives seed to a farmer to plant and later on good crops to harvest and eat. Amen. He ain't forgot about you eating. He said you got to put first things first. He said, I'll give you seed to plant. He said, then later on, I'll give you what? All right, now watch this. Well, God, what would I do till he did? See, if you look in the book of Genesis, amen, I know the scripture said he gave seed, but the Bible said he first gave man the tree that would yield the fruit having the seed in it, didn't it? He first gave him the what? The tree. But he said, I want you to understand that, watch this, the fruit of the tree is for you to what? Eat of. He said, but the seed that's in the tree is for you to what? You plant that. So watch this. So God gave him something to eat to sustain him while he's sowing, to start the process going. Come on, somebody. See, somebody, God will bless you real good, amen, but take the seed out. Because watch this, that right there is not going to last. Take the seed out, plant it back, and begin to cause it, let God will grow it. Come on, somebody. And cause the harvest come back, which the Bible said, it's something good going to come back to you. Everybody said good. He said, later on, good crops, everybody said good crops, to harvest and eat. Will he give you, watch this, will he give you more and more seed to plant? Every harvest should produce more and more seed for you to what? So the more you're getting blessed, the more you should be what? You should be planting. You should be sowing. Amen. Come on. We talking about goodness coming to you. There's a spiritual law. You got to be willing to give. And it shall be what? Watch this. Watch this. Will he give you more and more seed to plant? And will make it grow so that you can give away more and more fruit from your harvest. He said, I'm going to make it grow so you can give away more and more fruit from your harvest. Amen. So what do you mean? See, the more you give, the bigger you get. See, all you have to do is be willing to give. You keep giving, you keep giving. God said, well, I'm going to make you more. He just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. You see that? Verse 11 says, yes, God will give you, watch this. Yes, God will give you much so that you can give away much. He'll give you much so you can give away much. When we take your, watch this, and when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will break out into thanksgiving and praise to God for your help. So two good things happen as a result of your gifts. Those in need are helped, and they overflow with thanks to God. Those you help will be glad, not only because of your generous gifts to them and to others, but they will praise God for this proof that your deeds are as good as your doctrine. Now watch this. Boy, he just said, your deeds, what you do ought to be good as what you preach. That's what he said. Your deeds ought to be good as your doctrine. You say you're a Christian, but is what you doing as good as what you say you are? As good as how you say you are? Oh, yeah, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Oh, I'm blessed. But don't you go to God. But if we pull out the church books, will a church book validate? If we pull out your checkbook, amen, And it shows the avenue your money is taking. When a checkbook proves that you are a citizen of the kingdom, and I support the kingdom of God. I'm just preaching the word. Is that what he said? He said, there people fight, they give thanksgiving. Why? They people are thankful when your deeds match up with what you're preaching. People want you to, why don't you practice what you preach? Don't just be talking that stuff. Man, I might get this tape myself. And you watch it, and they will pray for you with deep fervor and feelings because of the wonderful grace of God shown through you. He said, people will pray for you. Oh, yeah. Something happened to you. Oh, yeah, I'm praying with Pastor Joanne. Why? Because she's always been a blessing to me. I'm going to remember you. Cause girl, you're just good. You're just good. People talk about you. Don't you talk about her. Because she's been good to me. They'll offend you. Amen. Yeah, you say you're my friend. Yeah, but your actions don't. Okay, then we'll go sit down right there. Harvesting goodness in this life. We're going to continue on that. Let's stand. How many enjoyed that tonight, this morning? Give God some praise, amen. Did you learn anything? Anybody learn anything? Amen.